Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
You can stream all 4 hours of the show live. Download the radio.com app. Listeners joining us now at 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's Classic Rock. Also our friends at 98 Rock, California's Rock Station in Sacramento, California, and 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Big show for you today. Ryan Castle is in, and we'll sit and spin with this year's nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What you don't need to know has foods that have been named after actual real people. And speaking of names, our question, why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
This story's fresh off the presses, but I think it plays into today. So there is a house on the market in the suburbs of Chicago. It's advertised 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2,500 square feet. The lot itself, 9,000 square feet. It's going for just under $500,000. It's marketed as a beautiful brick home with an updated kitchen. It overlooks a huge backyard. And then you find out this is the house that John Wayne Gacy lived in. And it's the house where John Wayne Gacy murdered 33 men and buried them. So again, like, the name matters, because at first you're like, this sounds like a deal. Say it used to be owned by John Wayne Gacy. And once you drop that info, like, I'm out.
They say it may seem like a rather common name, but when most people hear Chris Brown, they inevitably think of the R&B singer. So this Chris Brown, a 35-year-old real estate agent from San Diego, is used to the comments. He's gotten used to being called Sea Breezy. And he's certainly grown accustomed to the comments about Rihanna, because of many people, that's what Chris Brown is known for. For the most part, though, he says life is pretty normal, but he says the comments can get frustrating. Granted, he received much more attention several years ago at the height of the singer's fame before the S hit the fan. He says, I haven't had it as much, but I used to get phone calls from giggly teenage girls calling the home. I had one girl call at 3 a.m. My wife grabbed out the phone receiver from my hand, told the girls this line was being traced. They needed to hang up. The other phone call I got was somebody calling me to pitch their shoes. They wanted me to endorse their shoes. The name does come with benefits. He says, first, it's tough for people to find him online, which he loves. He's not on Facebook and doesn't want a big social media presence. Anyway, he says, I joke that if you're trying to find me on a Google search, I'd probably be L or the E or 20 clicks past that. But the biggest perk, he says, the name simply makes him memorable. When you meet people, there's an instant recognition, especially in the real estate profession. Everyone's trying to be unique and make themselves different. So, oh, that Chris Brown. It's actually a perk for me. He even met a fellow realtor in a similar situation. Another real estate agent I know down here, James Brown. We were both working with a client. He was representing the buyer. I was representing the seller. It was kind of funny that Chris Brown and James Brown were selling real estate together.
Hey!
Our question, why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
Going to put a bid on the house, sir. By the way, so we have the guy that called, and he finds out he's related to World War II all-around badass Audie Murphy. Okay, so some people have chimed in. First of all, they say NCOs in the Army, they compete for an Audie Murphy Award. Again, Audie, not Eddie. Audie Murphy Award, and it's a very good-looking award to have. Audie Murphy is the most highly decorated soldier of World War II, period. He was a badass. And then the guy that's related to Audie Murphy, because we said, you know, what do you do when this is the legacy you're supposed to play into? He says, man, I'm delivering packages for FedEx. And this comment comes in and says, that poor FedEx guy you're talking to has no insurance and no health care. I feel so bad for him. I know this because I work for FedEx. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, my God.
Hola, bitches. How's it going?
Hola.
So my story for why the name's important, it does kind of suck for the other Michael that's out there. But back in 2012, when I was deployed in Afghanistan, the first time I was injured, I was hit by an IED blast. And so they had to medevac me out of that area, and I don't remember the blast at all. And my name is spelled Michael with a Y instead of an I. And every time people see it, they always sometimes think it's a misspell, so they kind of just throw the I in there because they want to. And on the same day, I guess there was another Michael Garcia out there in Afghanistan that also was injured, but his injuries were a lot worse than mine. And what happened is my paperwork got mixed up with his, and they ended up calling my dad with this guy's injury information, and he was basically brain dead.
Oh, my God.
So for my dad, he didn't hear from me for 4 days because with the IED incident I was involved in, I wasn't allowed to look at a screen, you know, use a phone,
okay, sure,
or anything like that. And so they only just went off of the information that they were given, you know, from the people in Afghanistan. And so for 4 days, my dad basically was back, you know, home in California thinking I was dead.
And I wonder if they called the other Michael Garcia and told, you know, their parents that you're going to be fine, you're going to pull through.
Yeah, that's
the thing. So when I finally was cleared to use the phone, you know, I was still a little groggy because it, you know, it gave me a really good shock to my brain. I called my dad and he picked up, and I could just hear it in his voice that he was broken, you know? I mean, because come on, you get the news that your son is basically brain dead, and, you know, that's kind of hard to come back from.
Sure.
And so he heard my voice on the phone, and he goes, "Oh my God, Michael, you know, what the F? I was told all this other stuff by this other, you know, NCO, and oh, I'm going to kill him." And I said, "Oh no," I said, "I'm totally fine." I go, "I mean, yeah, I got hurt pretty bad, but, you know, I'm not brain dead." And so, yeah, they actually had my dad call the other Michael Garcia's family so that way he can let them know himself.
Wait, what?
So that sounds like passing the buck to me.
Wait. They had your father call the other Michael Garcia's father to tell him, "Hey,
your son's brain dead?
Funny thing happened in the paperwork. Your son is brain dead, and he's not doing as well as they probably told you he was."
Right. So, and because of this, the NCO that made the mistake initially was on the phone with my dad. So basically my dad was on the phone to talk to the other dad to kind of console him, I guess you could say.
Okay, all that's right. A little different. What did he ever express to you what that moment is like? I mean, nobody wants to deliver that kind of news.
You know, when I, because, you know, when I got injured the first time, because I was actually injured, you know, four separate times, unfortunately.
You're not getting the Audie Murphy Award.
Yeah, I mean, how many times did you get blown up?
So I was in four IED incidents, and then I was also shot twice in my right arm, which isn't as bad as it sounds because they were just, you know, grazes.
Listen,
but it's not that bad.
It is, though. I mean, yes, it could have been worse, but it's still bad.
Yeah, you're like a mind magnet.
I know.
Yeah, most definitely, which is unfortunate for me because I was with my unit, I was one of three people that, you know, were blown up a significant amount of times.
Can't you take like a Roomba with you and like have that thing follow right in front of you like 30 feet, man, and you just follow behind it or something?
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't give, you know, those guys out there credit that, you know, we used to fight against, but they are really smart, you know, in the way that they hide things, you know, the way that they try to trick us, you know, so.
Yeah, that's why it's problematic.
Yeah, people have to give them credit on, you know, how well they do their job out there, you know, versus, you know, how awesome we are at our job.
Well, sir, stupid people get obliterated quick.
And do you remember the other times when you exploded?
Yes, I actually do, and it's just the first time that I don't remember, because I don't remember the blast at all. I remember being told by my team leader to go pull security down this little trail, and then the next thing I know, I wake up at what this place was called the Roll 3, and I had a neck brace on, and my ops sergeant major was hanging over me saying, "Oh, hey, you know, thinking you're going to take a day off today?" And I'm like, "Oh, you know, sergeant major."
Jesus. Okay, how about now? Do you have ringing in your ears? Do you suffer from migraine headaches? Do you have any, is there anything from all that?
So I have actually been one of the lucky ones. The only thing that...
Yeah.
I understand
what you're saying.
Lucky.
Lucky guy.
Hey.
Yeah, so the only thing that seems to have been impacted over time is my short-term memory. Like, I could have a conversation with you full on and then leave the room, and then 10 minutes later I could come back and try to have that exact same conversation with no memory of what we just talked about.
So basically you're saying you're going to call us back in a couple of minutes. That's the sense I get.
Well, no, because I have my wife listening in on this, so she'll probably shoot me a text like, "Hey, don't call her back."
Well, if your wife's on the phone, it's a good thing that with the record switched and all that, that they didn't look at your chart and say like, "Yeah, we got to remove this guy's right testicle."
Right.
I mean, you never know what else could happen while you're out for.
That's
four
what
days.
I thought. This was, so I woke up and it took my right leg, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Unbelievable.
No, yeah, right. And we were in two totally, completely different areas of Afghanistan. So that's why it was so weird when it happened to me. But I guess just because, you know, Michael Garcia is a real common name out there, I suppose.
Well, more common than you thought.
But when they see it with a Y and they think, oh, no, that's supposed to be an I. So they just kind of change it on their own.
Who does that? Like, I don't like the way you spell your name. So I'm going to go ahead and just spell it down.
Probably somebody like me that didn't know you could spell it with a Y.
Is there a better location to be stationed in Afghanistan than others? You know, kind of like the San Diego of assignments, you know, where you're just kind of like down there on the base. Or is there anything like that in Afghanistan?
But those are places like what we call fobs, and people that live on there, we used to call them fobbits, you know, kind of like hobbits, because they didn't go out and do anything. They just stayed behind the walls to be safe.
Fobbits.
Did they look like hobbits, or they just never left?
I guess because they just stayed crouched behind, you know, like their desks all the time. Yeah, they kind of did look like fobbits.
I got to ask, I'm doing all that stuff. What do you do for a living now, Michael?
Now, I actually just recently moved from Washington, and just so you guys know, I've listened to you every single day on the app, because you guys are so awesome, I couldn't give you up.
Oh, thanks, man.
We appreciate it.
But now, I am actually a post inspector out at Shaver Lake in California, working for Edison Electric.
Okay. Edison Electric. Sounds current. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Sounds fresh and new.
Man, is that an electric joke?
There's nothing that can...
It was not originally, but after I said it, I was going to let it hang out there.
Yeah. I just hope there's nothing there that could potentially explode.
Don't mess with anything.
Yeah, don't microwave popcorn. There's a lot of things.
It was indirect. I got you.
Oh, I see what you did there. Our jokes are alternated.
I see.
We got electricity jokes, bro.
I don't know who came up with these jokes, but they sure didn't know what the hell they were doing. Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
As the article from Time.com goes on, one Taylor Swift is arguably the most famous person on the planet. The other is just a regular dude. Yeah, there's a guy out there named Taylor Swift at 30 years old. He's 5 years older than the pop singer. So there was a time before she rose to international fame when his life was normal. But even now, as the singer closes out the biggest year of her career, Swift manages to keep a good attitude about the coincidence. It's hilarious to start with. Swift works for a Seattle-based, he's a Seattle-based photographer and also works in the commercial fishing industry. And anytime I'm talking to someone and it comes up, it's an instant icebreaker. Swift still remembers that moment when everything changed. 2009, the MTV Video Music Awards, when Kanye West famously interrupted Taylor Swift on stage.
I'm gonna let you finish.
That's when he started getting fan mail sent to his house, which he still stores in a box and hopes to give to the famous Swift on Ellen someday. I feel like I'd get along with Ellen and Swift pretty good. He also receives around 10 emails a day. His email really is TaylorSwift@YouKnowWhat.com. telling him how beautiful, talented, and inspiring he is, or other times telling him you need to get a husband. Knowing those people aren't meant for him, he routes them to a special folder. Early on, Swift grew averse to the singer's music because he was too associated already just because of the name thing, but in the past year or so, he says he's given in. 1989 is just so catchy. Whenever a song that album comes on, I'm like, okay, I can get into this. He says, of course, there are some major downsides. The coincidence, for starters, his professional photography site is near impossible to find on Google. He recently started incorporating his middle name, Adam, to differentiate himself. Then there are the everyday annoyances, like wide-eyed stares at his ID or debit card, and all the jokesters who thinks their comments are original, which he says are not. There are times when it's very stalkerish. These people who email me over and over and over and even send me nude photos. I don't want this. I'm sure she doesn't want this. Ultimately, though, Swift seems honored to share a name with T. Swift, who he calls a wonderful person, really good role model. He's even been asked if he'd marry her, and he has given it quite a bit of thought. I don't know how long it would last between us. At least that could lead to another good song that maybe 15 minutes of fame. Taylor Swift's next breakup. That would be fun. Our question, why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
Bill sent this one our way, and it's from Shaquille O'Neal, right? As far as, you know, pop culture ruining your name. Well, he's already Shaquille O'Neal, so.
He's Shaq.
He says, I can't end my messages with love, Shaq, because the B-52s ruined that for me. So he won't write it anymore. Love, Shaq. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Suck up on it on free.
Hola.
Man, thank you guys for that new phrase for my birth year. That's way better than I'm a man, I'm 40.
Yes.
That is an improvement.
Indeed. So my story is dad's side of the family, last name is James. They're from a part of Iowa where the first train robbery from Jesse James and his gang happened. And we always thought that we would be related. And we did genealogy all the way back, had old photos, and my God, some of the people looked like them, and it turns out not at all. So as a kid, I always wanted to, you know, say that I had a badass in the family, and it turned out not to be.
What is the level that you can be kind of a badass?
I'm David Dahmer. Guess what?
Right. I mean, like
what do you mean?
Jesse James kind of goes down. He's kind of like folklore. Like, you know, he was quote-unquote a bad guy, but he gets a pass because of the way he's kind of perceived, right?
Yeah.
But right. Like, if it's Dahmer, you're not like, hey, you're never going to believe this, dude. Jeffrey Dahmer, my cousin.
Mm-hmm. And didn't all of Adolf Hitler's family basically change their name?
Yeah. First, almost no one names their kid Adolf unless you're making the point that I'm a racist and I hate people, right? Like, that's the only time it happens. And I don't know that you could find a Hitler in a phone book.
Even in Germany,
like, it's just like,
there's probably
changing.
Not a lot of Adolf.
Jesse James, or like, if you're related to Robin Hood, it's fair because they were criminals, but they gave back to everybody else.
Did Jesse James give back to people?
I thought that was part of his thing, too. I just don't
know. I know that Robin Hood, the idea was, I give back. Look, I take close to goodwill. I'm not freaking Robin Hood, right? But Jesse James, I thought he just straight up stole stuff.
Robin Fox, you said that there's an adult star, and Steve Hill's an adult star.
Yep.
Not anymore.
You said there's an adult star named after you.
Yes, but I believe she has a multitude of exes.
How many
Fox?
Exes on
there's
Fox?
There's probably three, let's just say.
Have you ever seen any of her performances?
No, not at all.
Do you follow her on Twitter?
No, I'd rather not. Although I feel like if any of our listeners follow her, I'm about to find out what she's up to.
Has there ever been
when you
any,
like something, we could see it.
Has there ever been any confusion between
that
the two names?
Yeah.
When I first started using the name in radio, yes. I was probably like 18, 19, and that was really awkward.
So people are like, oh my God, I've seen you in...
I had a couple truckers call in, like,
Butt
late
thunder,
at night,
27.
Basically,
oh,
yeah.
No.
I had one of those, like, Harnett County Correctional would like to send you a call from, please answer. And then it's like, yeah, we had a few of those, like, jail calls. There were a couple jail mail incidents where people wrote asking, like,
what kinds of things are they asking?
The same one? No. No. Absolutely not.
Yeah, the porn star working on the radio in North Carolina.
She's got several awards.
Oh,
really?
My.
Does she? What did she win?
Well, first of all, Robin Fox is a fiery 4'11 redhead with...
Oh, see, I'm too tall.
Oh, no way.
I'm already too tall.
Okay, keep going.
She was, let's see, Miss New World 2008, Performer of the Year.
Wow, okay.
She's had magazine layouts in Cherry, Busty Beauties.
Oh, thank goodness.
And now is on the cover of D-Cup magazine.
All right.
Wow, that's like 2008.
Oh, I get to. There it is.
Hang on. You want to see what she looks like?
I'm curious.
Yeah, I am.
It's probably not as good as you want it to be. Is it bad?
It's our producer.
It is.
Oh, my God.
This is all a ruse. Who knew? Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA. Robin Fox.
Yeah. Hello, Jeremiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So my story goes, I'm about 6 years old at the pediatric office, and doctor comes in, you know, she's reviewing my notes. And he looks at my mom and goes, oh, is Jeremiah still taking this medication? Now, my mom had, before we moved to Spokane, had a history working in a hospital. So she knew exactly what the doctor was talking about. My mom goes, what? say, is your son still taking this? Like, no, because it was a, it was a medication for congenital heart defect. As it turns out, obviously they got the records mixed up, but you can't blame the staff very, very much because it was another Jeremiah, my last name, born on the same day of the same month of the same year.
What are the odds? Because, I mean, look, man, I
Jeremiah's
know...
Jeremiah is already an unusual name.
I know one Jeremiah, and we call him JJ.
Or most people go Jeremy.
But I thought Jeremy's just Jeremy. Yeah. I don't think
is
Jeremy...
Is Jeremy short for Jeremiah or no?
Yes, it is. And I went by Jeremy for all through my youth. But
what about when Pearl Jam broke onto the scene? Did you go back to Jeremiah? Every Jeremy I knew when that song came out started hating it.
No, I actually loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
And then I saw the video and thought it was less hilarious.
Right. Yeah. How'd you figure out what the song's about? Worked.
That's always a weird moment. All these songs you sing, especially as a kid, then you figure out what they're about, and you're like, oh, my God, that is depressing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Like I ran into someone we know very well here who's going to help us with Live Day, and we've known her for a long time.
Yeah.
As soon as she walked in, I went, Marsha.
Right.
And I'm sure that she's like, dude, please, come on.
But you kind of can't not.
Right, I know.
You know, and she's very nice, and she's very patient. But right, as soon as you see her, Marsha.
As soon as it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, God.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I know it's not original.
Just next time, just don't do it.
I know.
But you can't not, Ted.
It's impossible not to.
It's like giving up cigarettes, man. It's hard. Like, I see her, like, just don't say her name three times. Then I can't talk to her.
Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hey, you just leave a case here for your guy.
Right, every time. Hello, Sonia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. First, I just want to say to the gentleman earlier with the IUD from a Navy family, thank you for your service.
Well, very cool.
I appreciate it.
Well, you're a little late to the party. Yeah. Like, he got up, left the restaurant. Here you are. Good Lord.
Yes. So my name, it's not just my name, my first name. I also have two last names that I've dreaded all my life.
Is it two last names named, like hyphenated or you can pick which last name you want?
Oh, no. One is my maiden and one's my married.
Ah, okay.
All right, what was your maiden name?
Yeah.
Steve Harris.
My maiden name was actually Striplin, and I'm also Native American, so it was Stripping Lynn. All through high school.
Stripping
Along with Mortal Kombat, Sonya, or Red Sonya, the movie. So it was,
terrible.
And I still get Red Sonya or Mortal Kombat. And my married name.
Well, hold on. But your whole life, you're hoping to get married to get rid of this, right?
Right. And now it's Van Horn with an E on it, and I get Sonya Van Horny.
Sonya Van Horny?
You just can't win.
Yeah. I really can't. And the big thing is I'm named after my cousin, who is named after the famous ice skater, Sonya Henning.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, at least you know the origin of your name. It's too bad you couldn't marry somebody with a better last one.
Yeah, man, that's a...
Or just drop the E.
I thought you were going to get like a Keith Van Horn joke, not Van Horny.
No, I like Van Horny.
Yeah, no, it's Van Horny constantly.
You sound so happy about it.
Yeah, you must hang out with some mature-ass people.
Yeah. Does that make you not
want to
be...
You hang out with dudes.
Does that make you, Sonya, not want to be...
I do, I do. I hang out with a bunch of dudes. And
we
I'm
know you do.
Because
you said Van Horny.
Like, so I'm like, it's... Yeah, I get jokes a lot.
I bet you do. I couldn't give it up.
No, I mean, you can't not. By the way,
Van Orney's house.
I think when she called, she said the guy that got blown up by the IUD.
IUD.
You mean the IED.
Yeah, IUD.
I kept thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, isn't that like contraception?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's something you put in you.
Yeah.
Blown up an IUD.
Oh, no. I mean, you're pregnant.
Comment comes in and says, my nephew's name is Arian. As bad as it is that he had named a kid Arian, you gotta admit, it's actually a nice sounding name if you can forget all the racism involved, which no one can.
We have an email coming up, and I'll read it to you about a child who's albino, and parents named him Tanner.
No, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Sorry, man. Sorry.
He never will be.
Wow.
Okay.
Consent.
Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So mine is an alias name. I was bartending years ago, and I had a girlfriend who started going crazy in the back parking lot.
What do you mean going crazy?
Say what?
What do you mean she was going crazy? What was she doing?
She was crazy. She was just drinking at the bar, waiting for me to get off. I said, you know, I have to close down the bar. You know, just, and she was getting just wild.
Impatient. Okay.
So I asked my lady bartender, a partner that, you know, it's like, yeah, you should probably give me a ride home. So we're driving away, and I hear that she calls me up and says that she's going to key my car and do stuff. So I looked to my driver, and I said, you know, well, what are we going to do? And she's already on the phone with the cops. I'm like, oh, God, okay, here we go. So she says, yeah, my bartending buddy has a problem. Tom, what's your last name? And I remember I have a warrant for that one day. I have court the next day. So I can't give my last name. And the first thing I could think of was my mother's maiden name, which is Collins.
So a bartender went by Tom Collins.
Tom Collins that works at the bar with me has a problem. So it gets better. We drive back to the bar. She hides me behind the bar, locks all the doors. And the cops are, you know, we have sliding glass in the back. And they're circling that they have her. They're looking for me. And the cops are saying, where's Tom Collins? While they're circling around this bar. He's just looking for me. And, yeah, it was like, it was the first alias that I could come with. And I can't believe that came to my brain.
And did it work? When your friend's name is Shirley Temple.
Did they ask for an ID or anything like that? Or did they believe you?
Oh, no. I was behind the bar, just below, holding a bottle of Sailor Jerry, looking at him, saying, well, Sailor Jerry, this is Tom Collins. We're going to get introduced. And I just drank from the bottle and waited for them to go.
Okay. All right.
Well, if you're waiting out the cops, you wanted, got a bottle of booze.
Okay. Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-0.
So formal that he introduced himself to Sailor Jerry.
But his girlfriend was crazy. Well, Jerry,
yeah. Sounds like
you and me are going to get to know each other. I guess Tom Collins is more believable if you said Jack Daniels, BS. Johnny Walker, come on, man. Right? At least Tom Collins could pass. Black Russian.
I was at a house party once where a massive fight broke out because my buddy just nonchalantly said to this girl, he just went, yeah, you know what? You look like Jack Daniels.
And a fight?
A massive fight broke out.
And that's all he said.
Yeah.
You look like Jack Daniels.
Yeah, because she was just wasted. He just got something about
because she's drunk.
Right. Like, was there Jack Daniels there? Like, people were looking for their liquor. And we just walked by and he kind of was like, yeah, you look like Jack Daniels. She was pissed. The dudes she was with were pissed. Like, a massive fight broke out.
Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
I don't think he really thought she looked like that.
No. I like this one. It says, my last name is Beers. I pretty much rule the world. Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So I was going to call in about my last name. It's the same as Lyle Lovett. So whenever I have to, they're like, how do you spell that? I'm like, just like Lyle Lovett. He's my cousin. But while I was listening, there's another Jennifer Lynn Lovett in Port Orchard. And whenever I was prescribed medication, like if my family was sick, they would all get amoxicillin, which tastes like bubble gum. And I get penicillin because this other Jennifer was highly allergic to amoxicillin. And so all growing up, I got like really crappy medicine and my family all got bubble gum stuff because the doctors couldn't keep me and the other Jennifer straight.
I mean, hey, you know, the world, no one ever said it's fair.
Ooh.
That damn Jen.
Jeez.
Oh, glad you persevered.
Yeah, you made it, Jen.
Jen, love it.
Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
I'm saying you spell it like Lyle Lovett does. How the hell does he spell it?
Lovett.
All right.
Yeah, I was heard you spell it, though. Like, I spell like Lyle Lovett. Like, yeah, you said your last name's Lovett.
What about John? I'd be like, he gets no love?
Da-da-da-da-da.
Is he Lovett?
He's Lovett.
He's Lovett. Yeah. Right? John Lovett. Mm-hmm. I get the, you have to give your name for, I don't know, bank, whatever it is. And your name's Steven with a V. Point that out. That's a fair one. And then last name, Hill. How do you spell Hill? I don't, how do you spell Hill? You spell Hill the way you spell Hill. H-I-L. There's nothing.
H-E-I-L. How about that?
It's Hill. Right?
I get it with Smith. People still say, how do you smell it?
How do you smell it? With my nose.
Smell it later, man.
Well, is there a Y option on
Smith? Isn't that Smythe? Or do you have to add an E for it to be Smythe?
Usually I just say S-M-I-T-H and they go, oh.
No.
It's Smith. Right?
An I, like, not Smoth. Why was the name important to the story?
Hello, Holly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
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 So, my maiden name is Holly Bush, which is not in of itself that. I was born the day after Christmas, so that's part of the situation, I guess. But what makes it kind of funny is my middle name is actually Delight. So oh. I had the nickname Delightful Bush in high school.
Oh, that's great. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I was anxious to get rid of that. I was anxious to marry out of that one. So
I married a man with the last name Penis.
Yeah, what did you marry into?
I'm going to pass on that. But okay. It's not as fun to be delightful what I am now. So
okay.
Well, times have changed, too, you know?
Delightful Bush, yeah. Wow. I'm sure your father was so excited about that. Like, yay.
She's been asked to the prom by five guys.
There were lots of prank calls around that one, so.
Really?
I can imagine. Yeah.
Oh, man, there was, I won't say what the guy's last name was, but back when phone books still existed and caller ID did not, the art of the prank phone call. I mean, if you're a teenager, if you needed to kill time, you go through, you find people with certain last names.
That's all kinds, yes.
I will not say what this guy's last name was, but it would definitively be a slur, all right? So, but he's the only person in the phone book with his last name. So we call this guy. And, you know, all these people that have spoken up today have said, when you say your name, people make a certain joke and they're not original. We clearly fell into the scam. So we call this guy. He answers the phone. All we said is, you know, you're the only blank in the phone book. He's like, I know. Like, oh, this might not be the first call even today. I felt terrible, man. He just sounded angry and defeated.
Isn't there like a doctor in town? It is. It's Dr. Snip, the vasectomy guy.
I know. And it's not a joke.
People love him.
His name is Dr. Snip.
Yeah. There's a teacher, honestly, his name's Mr. Perv. I'm like, dude.
Wrong profession.
Absolutely.
Right?
Dr. Snip's office. Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Tokyo Sex Whale is a businessman and politician from South Africa.
Sex Whale?
Tokyo Sex Whale. Although we can't help but chuckle at his name, Sex Whale is a historic anti-apartheid figure. Matter of fact, he was imprisoned alongside of Nelson Mandela and won a government position during the country's first democratic election. Tokyo Sex Whale. Marijuana Pepsi Jackson, who now goes by her married name, Van Dyck, may have been born with a funny name, but she put it to good use. Her PhD dissertation was on uncommon black names in the classroom. Her mom must have seen this coming because she allegedly told her daughter, your name will take you around the world. Marijuana, Pepsi, Jackson. And then there's Sue Yu. Any idea what Sue Yu ended up becoming?
Litigation attorney.
She is, in fact, a corporate lawyer.
Go nice. Figure.
Our question, why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
Miles, you brought up the local the guy who gives vasectomies, Dr. Snip.
All Dr. Right. Snip.
That is actually the guy's name. And a lot of people are saying, hey, man, I went to Dr. Snip after having my fourth daughter. They say he's the man. People love him. Well, someone else adds, my wife had a gynecologist named Dr. Peeper.
That's weird.
Dr. Snip and Dr. Peeper. Based on their, I think they should almost open their own practice.
I trust Dr. Snip. Dr. Peeper, I'm a little creeped out.
Well, sure. Let's see. My mom's auntie, I think, her name is Tanya Harding. She lives in Yelm, Washington, but she is not the infamous Tanya Harding, but that doesn't stop people from saying that she is anyway. I've heard people text it in on your show before, and people have. Like, oh, she lives in Yelm. It's not the right
it's
one.
It's not the same
oh.
one.
Right?
Why was the, right. well, I thought she lived locally someplace.
I think she does, but she's just saying, like, look, right. the one in Yelm is not the Tanya Harding you know. This is my mom's aunt. And then finally someone says, my name is Jose Pablo Garcia, and I do not speak Spanish.
Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, I would just assume you do, man, if that's your name. Hello, Bo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
Good. So, my name is Bo Dylan Payne.
I'm sorry, say that again. Bo Dylan Payne?
That is correct.
What is the inspiration behind your name?
So, following me through middle school and junior high, everyone always called me Boner Dildo Payne. So it's kind of followed me all the way through my career and school years.
But after that, and after you dropped that group of friends, did someone else conveniently pick up that nickname for you?
Yeah, and I just kind of talked about it, you know, what people called me, and then other people just kind of put two and two together. Oh, like Boner. But
I mean, okay. I feel like Bo Payne is a pretty tough sounding
right,
name.
I was like, man, this is a great name. And then you point that out and say, or it's not. Yeah, that did not take long.
Yeah.
I say this to anyone, if you're having kids or you name your kid, because you got to go through this. Like, listen, you come up with any name you want. Obviously, it's your kid. But think about the reality of their life once they hit middle school. So when you come up with a name, go through every possible rhyme. Mm-hmm. Right? That's gonna look, they're going to make fun of your kid for something, but don't give them too much ammo with the name.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, don't name your kid Dolores. Seinfeld ruined that for you.
Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Benjamin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, like many people before, I was born, and my father decided to name me after one of his sci-fi books, like some scientist or something, and it goes with Benjamin Joseph, right? A good, strong name, all that jazz. And I went to BJ as a little kid. And
you're breaking up on the phone. What did you say you were named? Oh, no. Hey, try to call us back, man. Your phone's breaking up too bad. Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
I think he was saying his name. He shortened it to BJ.
Oh.
Well, I heard him say that as a kid. And I'm like, right, as a kid. And then I would think there's a point around middle school again where you're like, call me Benjamin.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a restaurant in Ocean City that was called BJ's on the Water.
There was a big warehouse place,
what
right?
did they serve?
You know what? Actually, really good crab cakes.
Oh, fantastic. BJ's on
oddly
the water.
Enough.
Why was the name important to the
we
story?
We serve crab. Jesus.
How'd you get it?
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.